Hello and welcome to another episode of Solo BG Podcast. My name is Derek and this is episode number 87. And believe it or not, I know that I always tell you this, but I'm super happy to be here with all of you since this is the first episode that I record after my back surgery. So as you probably noticed, last weekend, if you've been following this podcast every week, last weekend we didn't have an episode and it was just because I went under surgery. I had a back surgery, but now everything is working fine. I also have some fractures on my foot and my left foot actually, and now I'm doing better, even recording here with an awful boot that I had to carry around and it's very heavy, but that didn't took me away from the table too much. So now I'm back to the recording, back to the table, back to playing some games, rolling some dice, and that's why I mentioned that I'm very, very happy to be here with you in another episode of Solo BG Podcast. This is episode number 87, and if this is your first time in the podcast, well, like always, I welcome you, and this is a podcast where we talk about board games, but we usually focus in solo and cooperative board games. Once in a while, like in this episode, we have Kickstarter previews. And that's right, this episode we're going to talk about Roman Roll, which is a game that is designed by David Tursey and Nick Shaw, and it's published by PSC Games. And this game is currently today, I will give you the today's date, it's on Sunday, March 7th. It's the same night that the episode will be on air. And at this time, this game, it's on Kickstarter, and I will tell you about the pledges and all the stuff, all the things that you can get a little bit down the road in the episode. But this game, it's currently on Kickstarter at this date, and we're going to talk about also the expansion for this Kickstarter or for this game, which is the Gladiators expansion, which is very interesting, and I will tell you more about it. And at the end of the game, at the end of the episode, I'm also going to share my thoughts with you regarding this Roll and Write game, because if you've been following me on the 86 previous episodes, I have told you a few times that I'm not a huge fan of Roll and Write games, but I was, you know, able to get a copy of this one, which I'm very appreciated, from our friends from the PSC Games, and I will tell you all about it. Let's see, probably this one, you know, hit my my pride against the Roll and Write games, and probably this one help me to open that door and you know, be able to play more Roll and Write games, I guess. I also want to share with you the ways that you can support the show. And one of it is going to kickstartedgames.com, kickstartedgames.com, and get yourself some cool games using the promo code SOLOBG. And with that promo code of SOLOBG altogether, you get 15% off from your total purchase, plus free shipping if you are in the U.S. If you're not in the U.S., well, probably that 15% off with the code SOLOBG will make it for the international shipping. So check it out, and that way you can get some cool games. The other way that you can support the show is following us in our social media, SOLOBG Podcast, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Every like, every following, every sharing, every comment, everything really helps to keep the show going on. And it also motivates me, to be completely honest with you, it really motivates me to keep going as well and to bring more content to the game and buy more games and stuff. So please, 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 if you can support the show in any of these ways, I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate it. And another way that you can do it as well, well, it's subscribing through the streaming service that you're using to listen to this podcast. As you know, this podcast can be found in Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, all of those. And if you're listening through iTunes, please give us a 5-star review over there and leave us a comment over there, because that actually helps us to reach out to more listeners that they don't probably know the show. So there is. You have many, many, many ways that you can support the show if you like. So anyway, this is episode number 87, Roman Roll by David Tursey and Nick Shaw. And let's start, like always, in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Solo BG, your podcast for solo and cooperative board games. Here you will find everything you need to know about your favorite and most recent games. Art, rules, gameplays, and interviews. Here is your host, Derek Rodriguez.
Alrighty, so now we are officially starting episode number 87. Once again, Roman Roll. This game is designed by David Tursey and Nick Shaw, published by PSC Games, and we're going to take over that game and the Gladiator expansion, which this game, once again, it's currently on Kickstarter, and we're going to talk about more a little bit about that towards the end of the episode when I share my thoughts with you. Anyway, what I've been playing, if this is your first time, once again, I usually tell you what I've been playing before we jump into the game, you know, for this episode. What I've been playing most recently, I've been a huge fan of Raiders of the North Sea, published by Renegade Games and Graphic Games. And I got myself the base game. I didn't play the game on the app yet or in the Switch, Nintendo Switch. I just bought the game physically. I brought it to the table. I love it. I played it like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I was in a board game bar in Lafayette, Indiana with my wife. And we played it. That was the first time. And I remember liking it. Then I got myself a copy of Raiders of the North Sea. And I actually played it again, 4 players. I loved it. Then the next day, I play it by myself, completely solo. I download the app on iOS and Android, I believe. It's available in both. It's $1.99, and it's basically the solo AI deck. So you're just swiping through the screen, and it's giving you each card, and it's giving you the solo turn, right? That what is the your AI opponent is going to do on every turn. It has a very cool AI, actually, and I actually enjoyed it solo a lot. And I like it so far that I went to my gaming store yesterday and I got the Fields of Fame expansion and the Hall of Heroes expansion. And I put it all together. I play it solo as well. The app worked perfectly, just, you know, with the AI deck. And then I play it with my wife. And I cannot get enough from Raiders of the North Sea right now. I know I am probably late to the party. I know you might be like, come on, man, this game came in 2016 or something like that. I know I'm late, but I'm loving it. It's a game that I highly recommend. A game that, once again, it will have the must-have from Solo BG. I will tell you already. There's the possibility that I will do in the future some comparison, you know, and talk about the saga of the Raiders of the North Sea and Explorer of the North Sea. And then we can jump into Paladins, Architect, and all of the other ones. But it's just great, a great game. Works perfectly. And I don't remember any other game, to be honest with you. And you can leave it on the comments on this episode. Any other game that has that mechanic of a worker placement of, okay, I place my worker here, I do the action, and then I pick up another worker from another location and do the action as well. It doesn't come to my mind right now, and I've been trying to think about it, but once again, I cannot think of any game that works similar, and it's just fantastic. Solo works great. It really does, and if you haven't played Raiders, which there's nothing wrong, like I said, I was in that boat not too long ago. It's a worker placement where you're trying to raid and get resources from villages that you raid, I guess, and then bring those resources to your boat. In that way, you can do different things. And at the end of the game, of course, victory points will determine the winner. But with Fields of Fame expansion, it adds a little bit of battle, I guess. Every time that you raid, you get the possibility of battle some Jairs, I think they're called, which is like warriors from that village. And you can fight them, you can flee from them, you can recruit them, and that's pretty cool. They actually include another die. Potentially kill your crew more often than before, like versus the base game. But every time that you kill one of your crew members, of course, you go up in the Valkyria track, or I call it Valhalla track. And also, that's the Fields of Fame. With the House of Heroes, you also get like a personal mat for your ship where you can put your crew members. And also, there's a new resource called meat. And with that meat, you can improve your strength possibilities when you're going, raiding action. So that's pretty cool. And it also gives you another worker placement area where you can go on an adventure and get more tiles and get victory points. So I highly recommend this game with both expansions. You know, there's some games, for example, that I love, like Everdale, that they have 3 different expansions. I don't remember the names, but like Spirecrest and I don't know the other two. anyway, if you play them with all the expansions, it can be overwhelming and it can, I don't know, kind of like relax the game a little bit more and take the tension away because now you have more places to go. In this one, Raiders of the North Sea, honestly, if you like games like Champions of Midgard, Rivers of Midgard, then you have to play this game with both expansions together. And it works great. It's not even like that complex as for example, Rivers of Midgard, let's say. I guess with the two expansions, it kind of compete at the complexity level of Champions of Midgard, but at the same time, very different game. The theme, of course, is similar, but the games are completely different. And yeah, that's that. Raiders of the North Sea, I'm loving it solo. I'm loving it competitive. I played already multiple times, once again, solo and competitive. But definitely, if you want to get your hands on, of course, get the base game. But you can actually get the... I mean, I will highly recommend to get the expansions, you know? The only thing that if you get the expansions now, I'm in that dilemma as well, of getting the collector's box, which is $25... $25 American for one box, just to put everything in it, to fit everything in it. And it includes, I think, some supply resources, because on the base game, the supply resources you get in the cardboard, and in the collector's box, I believe they come in wooden tokens, which they're pretty cool, but once again, it's $25 just for a box. So, I mean, if you love the game, yes, definitely. I will get the collector's box and get everything, you know, pretty well. You know, organized on that box. Plus, the art is super cool. I love the art on these games from Shem Phillips. I think he's the designer. And the art is great. It's the same artist that they use in all of their games. And I love it. But it's $25, friends, just for a box. And, you know, I mean, but anyway, try the game. Try it out. And if you want to try it out even before the physical version, which, once again, I always encourage... Me personally, I'm a vintage guy. I like vinyls. I like CDs. I still buy my movies in you know, in physical edition, you know, in Blu-ray or 4K or CD or whatever, DVD. I always will prefer the board game versus the digital app version. But Raiders of the North Sea, I haven't bought it. I think it's $9.99 American dollars on iOS. I really want to try it because everybody talks wonderful about it. And then Nintendo Switch as well, there's the board game there. And some friends told me that it works awesome. But at the same time, it's not the same. You know, I still want to feel the pieces on the board and everything. But what I'm trying to say is that if you want to check it out on the app, in that way you can get the feel of it, you can do it, you know, try it. But I will highly recommend for you to try the physical version. And I'm pretty sure that just like me, you're going to go like crazy for the expansions, and it works perfectly with the solo mode. That's the only one that I will tell you that you will have to buy on the app, the $1.99 AI deck, unless you want to go to the Graphil Games website or Renegade Game Studios website. In that way, you can get their physical AI deck. But, you know, it's up to you. I honestly will go with the app. I mean, it's $2. In that way, you don't have to wait for shipping or anything. You just download it and start to play and start to... You know, have some victory on the Valhalla and fame and victory and armor track and everything. I made such an amazing game. And talking about amazing games, I also play another one that it's like the holy grail for a lot of solo gaming folks that I never played it until I recently got a copy of it. And I will tell you a little bit of the story behind. I pledged Alter Quest Kickstarter, right? Alter Quest from the Brady Sellers, same designers as Street Masters and Brook City, and Hour of Need coming on, by the way, which I'm very excited for. But Alter Quest, unfortunately, it didn't, you know, got me. I tried it multiple times solo. I tried it multiple times with friends, and I didn't like it. And if you listen to my podcast in Spanish, which is Solo BG Podcast en Español, I also talk about it there. And I was a little bit disappointed, unfortunately. I feel like the game was too complex for what it is, too fiddly. And if I want to get that feeling of a game, I mean, I think or I believe that Street Masters does it way better, specifically for the solo mode. And Brook City, even if Brook City is also like a little bit fiddly, I still enjoy it a little bit more. I don't know what it was, Alter Quest. I don't know if, I mean, and it's weird because I love the theme. the fantasy and all that stuff, but it just didn't make it up for me. Anyway, I decided to put it up for trade in one of the Facebook groups, and one person had Anachrony with expansions and the miniatures and everything, and I was like, I'm sorry, Anachrony. And I was like, you know what? I played Anachrony before. I kind of love it, but I mean, also, the time that I played with some friends, it wasn't the best time, let's say. So anyway, I traded for a copy of Anachrony with all the expansions and the miniatures, and oh my God, that game, folks, that game. If I had to mention a worker placement holy grail game for solo gamers, I will jump in that boat. And once again, I know I'm late to the party here, but this game, Anachrony, and I say this game because I'm touching it right now here, I have it on the table, is just a masterpiece from David Tursey, and also with Victor Peter and Richard Amann from Mind Clash Games. Anachrony, friends. It's an expensive game because if you get the Essential Edition, it doesn't include the solo mode. Now there's a new solo mode that I think is called Chronosauce or something. But this one has the bot, robot, whatever. This is the first solo mode that it has. But if you are able to get yourself a copy of Anachrony with the solo mode, you won't regret at all. There's tons and tons and tons of videos that you can find on YouTube that teach you how to play, because this game can feel over complex and overwhelming at first sight. But then as you keep playing and start to understand the iconography and the story of the game and what's going on, then after a couple of rounds you will get it, and it will feel way easier than what it seems like, because of course now you know every faction and every symbol and every icon and every face and everything. But if you like science fiction, if you like time traveling, this is a game that I highly, highly recommend for you. I like I said, I cannot, you know, get enough from it. It's fantastic. It's great. And I just love it. This is Anachrony. And I don't know, I mean, I hope in the future I can get David Tursey on the podcast. There's been a few times that we have tried to talk, and of unfortunately, because he's in Netherlands, I believe in Europe, and me being in US, we haven't coordinated very well with time schedules. But I really hope I can get him in the show. And probably that's why it didn't work before, because I didn't play Anachrony. Now I play Anachrony, and you know, in that way, we could talk about this game and many, many of his other solo modes, because it's just a masterpiece. It's great. And after playing that game, I'm thinking, how can somebody design something like this, you know? Because it just works perfectly orchestrated with everything. I mean, I don't have the words. So just check it out if you're able, Anachrony. And once again, I know I'm late to the party with this one. And if you agree with me, once again, leave it on the comments, because I play Anachrony a few times and I love it. Another game that I play that you cannot play solo, at least in an official mode. It's Unmatched. I got myself a single expansion, which is the Bigfoot versus Robin Hood expansion. And I played it with my brother, and I actually enjoyed it. I think that game works perfectly. Of course, you can play two players, you can play teams, but two players, I think, is the sweet spot for that game. It's great. It's a skirmish game where everybody has a deck of cards, and basically the deck of cards dictates, basically most of the things that you're going to be able to do during your turn. And you have three actions, which is like the first one will be draw a card, which is called maneuver, draw a card, and then you can move your guys, Robin Hood and his allies, or Bigfoot and his ally as well, and they can move around the board. It's a very tactical skirmish game, but I highly recommend it. There's not too much to say about it other than it works great, for two players. Once again, I only got that standalone expansion, so I cannot talk too much about the game, but the components also are top notch. The miniatures, the two miniatures that come in that expansion, Robin Hood and Bigfoot, I mean, they're appreciated, pretty cool quality from Mondo Games. I remember on last Gen Con, which it was in 2020, of course, the one in 2019, the booth from Mondo Games, they had a stock every day of this Unmatched game, which, because that was the release on Gen Con from the first core box. And you had it to be there like super early on every day and literally making a line because they were out of stock. I was trying a couple of times to get a copy. I was never able to. My friend, one of my friends, Jonathan, he was able to get a few copies, you know, for him, like the main game and expansions. But, I mean, it's just a game that, once again, if you are looking for a two-player skirmish game, easy, that you can play with anybody, you can play with your kids, you can play with your significant other, please check it out. That's Unmatched as well. Great game. And at least that standalone expansion worked great for me. So there is. That's another recommendation for you. And the other games that I play as well that I mentioned in the past is Res Arcana, which, once again, fantastic game by Tom Lehman, Roll for the Galaxy designer, and many other games that he has designed. Great game, fantastic. I don't have to say anything else. And God's Love Dinosaurs as well, the tile placement game about evolution and trying to make your dinosaurs survive and eat and get more victory points, because every time they eat predators, they hatch eggs. You know, that's a great game, great family game by Pandasaurus Games. I talked about this game in the past, so that's why I'm just going like very quick. But that's God's Love Dinosaurs. Just try it out. That's a great family game. It's probably one of my favorite family games from this year so far, and I'm sure it's going to make it to those mentions towards the end of the year when we talk about our top list and we talk about family games and solo games and competitive games. I'm pretty sure that God's Love Dinosaurs will be around there. Anyway, let's talk about Roman Roll by David Tursey and Nick Shaw, the base game and the expansion that, once again, it's currently a Kickstarter Gladiator expansion. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the box and cover. We're going to talk about what do we find inside the box. I'm going to tell you very briefly how it plays, because this game has a lot to offer. I will spoil you that. And then I will share my thoughts, and we're going to talk about the Kickstarter, what we can find, the pledge, and all the stuff. So with that being said, let's start with the first section of the show, which is box and cover.
Box and cover.
Alrighty, for the box and cover section of the show, Roman Roll, designed by David Tursey and Nick Shaw. We saw that on the main title of the box, and published by PSC Games. And then you will have like a nice picture, nice photograph, I guess, if you want to call it, from Rome and a canal there. And, you know, it seems like, of course, an antique Rome, the gladiator time, I guess, if you want to call it. And then it seems like some people are digging, you know, they're trying to find some relics on the land, and they're finding dyes. Of course, so that's pretty clever. That's cool. And it also has a huge, you know, marker that I guess it helps as a bridge between the canal and between the two areas from Rome. So that's great. So that's the size of the box. The size of the box, it's kind of like, I will say, it's not the standard 12x12, but is those ones kind of like elongated box, but I guess it would be like 10 by 15 kind of probably the size. But anyway, it's not like a huge box. It actually is pretty nice. And then on the sides, it tells you that it plays 1 to 4 players, 60 to 90 minutes, age 14 euro plus. And of course, as a David Tursey game, they will include you the solo mode. It would be very ironically if it's a David Tursey game and you don't get the solo mode on the game, except Anachrony Essential Edition, right? And then you go back to the back side of the box, and once again, Roman Roll, and it shows you a picture of the mat of the main board, and then a picture of how it's going to look every player board, a picture of the dice as well, the markers, and it will tell you a list of the components. Once again, 1 to 4 players, 60 to 90 minutes, age 14 euro plus, and it tells you it's 64 AD in the days of following the Great Fire of Rome. Now, 1 to 4 players must restore the great city to its former glory as they roll, draw, and conquer. Roman Roll is a strategic roll and ride game where you take on the role of an influential figure ranging from a merchant to a military leader. These characters' classes are asymmetric, offering a wealth of strategies to deploy and scoring avenues to take advantage of. As you rebuild the city, you also be growing your own influence in this highly interactive game. The player with the most influence by the end of the game will become the Emperor's Nero's top advisor and the second most powerful person in Rome. So there you go. If you want power, this is the game for you. During the game, you will draft from a pool of costume dice to collect and trade resources, construct buildings on the seven hills of Rome, raise legions to reestablish the Empire's firm hand, and conquer unruly colonies. and renovate the Roman roads network to create new links to the Eternal City. You will drive directly onto the game's dry erase boards to record your achievements and track your progress towards receiving Nero's favor. Political alliances and even gods themselves will have a part to play as you rebuild Rome and vanquish your foes. Imperi Gloria, which I guess it translates to glory to the empire. So there you go, Roman rule. That was the box and cover. Now let's open this guy. And also, let's check out the small box, which is the prototype version, of course, that I have here, to see what do we find inside the box from the base game and inside the box from the Gladiators expansion, which, once again, is currently on Kickstarter. So let's check it out on the next section of the show.
Inside the box.
Alrighty, so now we are inside the box, and we have here Roman Rule by, once again, David Church and Nick Shaw. The first thing that we're going to find, I'm sorry, it's a heavy, I guess, 28 double-sided pages rulebook, which, once again, it will tell you at the last page the icon references for the resources, the workers, you know, the additional icons and stuff. Of course, the rulebook will also include the solo mode, rules for the game, the two-player variants and stuff. In that way, you pretty much, you know, you will be able to play the game. I have to say that the rulebook is great, actually. I mean, if you dedicate the time to the rulebook, you don't have or you won't need to watch any other videos, you know, to play the game. But there's actually a very cool video, and I will say, from John's Get Games, I think it's called. He did a great job by teaching the game, so you can check it out once you are done with this episode. Now, what else do we find? We found the main board that we will use on the game, which is double-sided, depending on the number of players, either 1 to 2 player side or 3 to 4 player side. And then you're also going to have each player tableau, which is where you're going to write everything. And they're double-sided, you know, with the resources, the workers, the additional icons, the stuff, information. And then on the main side, you will have your character, I guess, character that you're playing with, the actions, the advisor that you can take, everything, all the tracks where you're going to be writing. For example, we have Perfectus, you know, and he tells you that he's a high-level bureaucrat in charge of the colonies and maintaining the army. Then you have Patricia as well. She's a noble. Then you got Legatus, a high-ranking soldier. Then you have Mercatrix, a powerful foreign trader and expert at amazing cloth and coins. And you have these characters that you can play with. So there you go. You have these four characters. Did I skip anybody? No, Mercatrix, Legatus, Patricia, and Perfectus. Yeah, so those are the four that you can play. You're also going to get a few big, very nice quality dice that they're going to have different symbols because of the resources. And I will tell you more. Here, you can hear them. These are the dice. There you go. You have those ones. They have in blue, yellow, red. You also have a six-sided die, which that one, it will work for the solo mode. So that will work that. And then you have four different markers with eraser markers, orange, blue, green, and brown. And then you have the, I think they're called formers or forums or something like that in the game, the meeples, the workers, in different colors, two of each, because that's how the game is going to work. Then you have a multiple cards that they will be the buildings that you can use during your turn. Also the favor of the gods, I guess, when you go religious. And then you're going to have the solo deck, which is the Seneca that you're trying to overcome and destroy. And then you're also going to have Nero's cards, which they will give you victory points if you meet a certain criteria. So that's awesome. So that's for the main game. What do you get on the expansion? You get the gladiatorial blueprints, of course, more buildings. You get more cards, and I'm opening here so you probably can hear here while I'm doing all this stuff. You get different decks. You get another Nero card. You get more, what's it called? Seneca, which is for the solo mode card, more buildings, and the gladiators too. But the interesting thing is that you get the Colosseum. The Colosseum, and you get an extra die, a black die and a white worker that you're going to be using. The Colosseum is pretty cool. You also get another player board, which is Rudiarius. I hope I pronounced it correctly. Rudiarius. He is a retired gladiator, veteran of the Colosseum, who can call in favors with his old masters to get ahead. And it also has all the actions, the advisors, and everything. And also a different score. Now, a score track, I'm sorry. Now you get the Colosseum, both-sided board for 1 to 2 players, to 3 to 4. And this is a very interesting mechanic that we're going to talk about in a little bit when we talk about, very briefly once again, because this game has a lot of offer on how the game plays, and then we're going to go from there. So, you know what? Let's jump right now. Let's check it out. Let's talk about how the game plays. Once again, very briefly, I'm gonna throw you the idea, since this is not a tutorial for how the game plays. And then we're going to talk about my thoughts. And, you know, I'm going to share with you the current pledge on Kickstarter. So with that being said, let's go right now to our next section. Gameplay! Are you looking for that Kickstarter game that you missed during the Kickstarter campaign? Are you looking for that awesome and mythic expansion for one of your favorite board games? Are you sad because you didn't got the Kickstarter version of that game? Or perhaps you are like me and like to get a game with Kickstarter exclusive components and stretch goals? Well, don't look any further and go right now to KickstarterGames.com. There, you will find Kickstarter board games, expansions, Kickstarter exclusive content, graphic novels, RPG novels, toys and collectibles, and much more. Kickstarter Games is my favorite site to go and get those amazing games that I want to have on my gaming collection. Plus, they offer free shipping in the US when you spend $99 or more. And if that wasn't enough, right now you can get a 15% off if you use the code SOLOBG. That's right. Use the code SOLOBG altogether and obtain 15% off from your total purchase. So go right now and check it out while you listen to this episode. Once again, www.kickstartergames.com and enjoy all those amazing games. Drum and roll. Once again, this is the whole idea. Every player will get a tableau. If you're playing solo, you will get a tableau. And the solo mode, it will be also tracking different things on their tableau. But anyway, depending on the number of players, and it will play very similar. I'm going to talk just briefly how the game plays, and then I'm going to make, I guess, talk about the exceptions when you play solo, which is, once again, the only thing that it's different is that it's controlled by a deck, which is the Seneca deck. But it basically works as an AI opponents perfectly. Of course, coming from David Tursi, you expect top quality on the solo mode, right? So basically, every player will get the tableau. We're going to have the main city of Rome in the middle of the table. And what we're going to be doing is trying to build or rebuild different buildings on Rome and trying to get victory points by those buildings, of course. Now, the idea is that we're going to roll dice at the beginning of a turn. And then from there, we're going to be drafting dice. And from those dice, they're going to have different icons that we will be able to mark as resources on our tableau. And then with those resources, we can do different actions, such as construct, raise legions, conquer, expand, tax, and trade. As you construct, you're going to be able to move further on the city. Because when you start the game, you only are able to construct adjacent to the Forum Romanum, or the main, I guess, the main square of the city. And then you will be able to expand. So let's say you do a 3x3 or a 2x2 building, because everything is in a square, then you're going to mark it with your marker on the mat, on the main mat, and then you can keep building adjacent to that building. So as you get the idea, you're going to be expanding. Now, in order to do that, of course, you had to get the resources, once again, to construct, to raise legions, to conquer, to expand, to tax, to trade. You will also be able, with those resources, to get advisors by marking them, basically scratching them from your tableau. And you can get those advisors that will give you more abilities during the game, and they will also give you victory points towards the end of the game. As you keep doing all these things, once again, with some buildings that they will be pre-set up at the beginning of the game that you can take actions from, then you're going to be gaining victory points and so on and so forth, trying to cross through different regions of Rome or Roma. And then that's basically the whole idea of the game. Then another turn starts. You roll dice, and every player in turn order starts to get their dice and try to get the resources. Now, when you do the solo mode, of course, you have this deck of AI, which is going to be, dictating what is the AI opponent, which buildings he or she, I guess, as you imagine it, is taking the actions from and do different things. So that's the whole idea of the game. But folks, don't get me wrong. Don't underestimate and think that it's just a simple roll and write games, because it can feel that, oh, okay, I get the idea, like everything you're writing on the squares and trying to, you know, mark certain areas on the main board or on your board. No, this is way different. This one really feels like a Euro games, a strongly or heavy Euro game, because as you are getting resources, you're marking them off and trying to exchange them from different actions and trying to get the advisors, like I mentioned. And not only that, even with the expansion, the Colosseum, it even adds a lot more. So once again, I know this game has a lot. I mean, I told you, it's 28 double-sided pages. The rulebook is huge, but has a lot to offer. But once again, I feel like it will be very, very overwhelming if I try to talk about every single aspect of each action that you can take. So you get the idea of how the game works with this, once again, very general, very briefly throw out on how the game works. Now, the Colosseum, it has a very nice double-sided, once again, if you're playing one player or two players or three players or four, tic-tac-toe square. So basically, you're going to be playing tic-tac-toe. That's right. Depending on the resource that you want to spend with the Colosseum action or the Gladiator action, you're going to start to scratch off certain squares on a tic-tac-toe base, I guess. And depending on the one you mark, you will get that resource. So you can mark as an X or a circle, right? And you will get that resource. The tricky part is that you achieve victories, because this is trying to simulate the fighting on the Colosseum. So with that being said, on a three-player game, let's say, you can go and mark an X, and then in future turns, you can mark a zero or a O, I guess, or a circle, if you want to, because once again, players are going to be taking spaces with X and O, and at the end, somebody's trying to win in a straight line, you will win in a tic-tac-toe, right? So that was very clever when I played, and I saw it and I was like, a tic-tac-toe? Come on, what are you talking about? Well, it works. It works very clever, and whoever finishes the line, it will get a victory, and of course, that victory, you will mark it on that tableau, and it will give you victory points. And also the solo mode, the two-player side, it will have the Seneca track, where he's going to track his victories as well. And you know, this is very interesting, because also it's going to be allowing you to expand to Britannia, I guess, which is another small region that you will find in the Colosseum. Once again, this is from the expansion only for the expansion. Once again, you're going to get more cards, more buildings that you're able to construct. And of course, the buildings will have different shapes, which is where you are going to be able to draw those buildings on the main tableau. So now that we talk very briefly about how the game plays, I really want to jump right now, and I'm opening my Kickstarter app. In that way, we can talk about the currently campaign of Roman Rule, which once again at this day, which is March 7 tonight, it has 7 more days to go. It has $35,482 pledged so far, which is way over the 100% of that what they were asking, which it was $20,061. Once again, 7 more days to go. And let's talk about the campaign a little bit. And let's say Roman Rule, once again, decided by Debbie Tersey and Nick Shaw. And he shows you about the game. He has some comments then from my friend Mike Delicio. I never played a roll and ride that gives me this level of experience and this depth of a strategy. I totally agree. And then he tells you about the game. He talks about the game, which basically the idea that I told you, which you can build new buildings, you can expand Rome, and you can get powerful bonus card from Nero as you are achieving certain goals. And then he tells you what's in the box, right? Of course, with the Gladiator expansion, you get the Colosseum, you get the black die that I told you, which is 22 millimeters, which they're big dies, and the tic-tac-toe area, which I love with the marker. You get the extra player and the new Seneca cards for the solo mode, the 3 new Nero cards for the achievements, and 2 new God favors, because when you go to certain religious buildings, you can get those favors. It really is telling you about the new mechanic. And you have the pledge levels, which you can pledge. If you already own the game, you can pledge for the Colosseum, which I highly recommend it if you already own the game, for only £20. Or you can get the Eternal City Pledge, which is Rome and Roll Gladiators, plus all unlocked stretch goals and social stretch goals, and Rome and Roll plus all the unlocked stretch goals from the original campaign for £60. And it seems that it includes minis, actually. That's cool. Yeah, because they were able to, basically unlock stretch goals like Gradiator's Mini, Seneca Mini, Praetorian Mini. So that's cool. You can get the minis instead of the meeples. You can grab add-ons, which is a dice tray, which is pretty cool. You can get a branded leather dice cup if it's up your alley. You can get everything if you want. That's just an add-ons. And then, so I will highly recommend you to go to that pledge of the £60. Then, of course, you will have videos from Rado, from Gaming Rules, from Tom Heath, from Slicker Drips, the John Gets Game, which is the one that I was telling you that is great. You have previews as well, reviews, and of course, then you have people that talk about the solo mode, which I will read you right now from my friend Mark Dainty from Notboard Gaming. If you thought that Roman Roll was a good, then I'm here to tell you that the upcoming Gladiators expansion is some next level shizzle. I just got my butt kicked by Seneca as the crazy knots and crosses, but not really as you can place both zeros and X, of course. Takes the strategy requiring a whole new direction. It's a whole lot of fun. And then your friend from Solo BG Podcast, which is me, I actually sent him a quote, which I'm going to quote it for you right now. This is the most strategic, challenging, and fun solo mode that I have ever experienced in a roll and write game. Spoiler alert for my thoughts. The theme and the designers is a guarantee for this one. So since I'm talking about my thoughts on the game already, which I have it here, and I was planning to tell you more about in the next section, but of course, I send them to them because this game, I received it completely for free, which is, I guess, the big disclosure that I have to mention about a month and a half ago. So I played it quite a bit before this episode. I played a couple more times. So I send them my quote for Kickstarter, of course. But since I'm telling you that right now, let's jump into the next section, which is, what do I think about the game?
Solo or competitive?
Alrighty, so now we are in the section where I tell you if I rather play this game solo or competitive, and what are my thoughts of the game, my review, my score for the game, everything. So let's start with the good things, right? The components. The components are great for a roll and write. I really don't like on a roll and write when they give you a bunch of sheet of papers. I prefer this. I love it. The fact that you have different boards that you can erase on them, and they're cardboard, very sturdy. I can knock here, you can hear it. This, I love it. I love the components. I love the dice. I think they're super amazing quality. 22 millimeter dies, full color. The iconography is great. So component-wise, it's fantastic. The markers, everything that they include, the meeples. Even in the Kickstarter, they are offering you miniatures, which is way cooler if you don't own the game. But like me, that I have the game already with meeples, even with meeples, works fantastic. I mean, the minis, of course, will bring it up. But even with the meeples, you know what I'm saying? It's great. So components are fantastic. Iconography on the game, which it translates to art. The art is very simple. The visuals of the game, the aesthetics of the game, they are very simple. Don't expect anything crazy. But it's good. It's actually good. I mean, it serves the purpose. And the iconography is very helpful, very straightforward. Sometimes when you have huge, Euro games, like let's say Anachrony, for example, from David Tursey, that one will take you a little bit to probably like me, to get the grasp of it and kind of, okay, like this icon represents this and that. Well, this one, the icons, they're fairly straightforward. So that's something good. And I say fairly because, once again, this is something that we're going to talk also on my thoughts in a little bit on the negative side. But the art is simple. The double-sided mat, the art on the main board is simple, which is nothing bad. But I'm talking more about the art on the cards. It's great. It's, what you can expect from my roll and write, and I actually liked it. So we're talking about the components, we're talking about the aesthetics now. So two good things. Another nice thing, oh my God, this game, the mechanics are great. Once again, if it doesn't feel like a roll and write, that's my point. I'm not a huge roll and write fan, but this one feels like a Euro game. This one feels like, okay, I'm doing something, it's kind of like, complex and it's more than just drawing, And that's my thing when roll and write games, that I don't feel like I'm doing too much other than drawing. This one, it really feels like you're playing a heavy Euro game, which that also is the tricky part, and I'm going to tell you more about it in a little bit. But that aspect of the game, the mechanics of the actions that you can take, the mechanic of the advisor track, that's pretty cool that it motivates you to, you know, kind of brave those guys. In that way, you can get better actions, but also victory points at the end of the game. I really like the mechanic as well of how you're expanding through Rome, and you cannot just go and ride freely. I mean, you really literally had to expand from the main square from Rome. In that way, you can go to adjacent places and move further and further and further from Rome and have your kind of like your empire, right? So that's pretty cool, and I actually like it. I really like the draft mechanic as well. When we roll the dice and I get one, you get one. You really can screw the strategy from other players by doing that, but in a fun way. So I actually like that as well. Now, talking about all these wonderful things about Roman Roll, the base game, you know, the downside of this one, and I can see for some people, you know, being the downside, is that it is complex. It's a complex game. It can be an overwhelming game. Once you start to play, you're going to get over it. But at the beginning, it has that, I guess, thirsty effect that I call, that sometimes it can feel intimidating. But once you get the grasp, it's a great game, and you know, and you will get it. But that's, I think, one downside that I encounter in the game, that it can seem overwhelming and too much for what it is. Because for some reason, the roll and write games, they of course are puzzly and they're like thinking games. But at the same time, you don't expect something like super complex. But with this one, you can have that. So just keep in mind that it's not an easy game to learn. Once you learn it, you're good to go. But once again, it has his stuff. So that's, I think, that one, some people, they can see that that's not a very good you know, thing about the game. Now, the expansion, it's a must-have. That's the other thing, that if you're going to get the game, you need to get it with the expansion. The expansion really adds it up. The expansion, it's great. Honestly, I cannot remember, and just like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode with Raiders of the North Sea, I cannot remember any other board game that I'm playing tic-tac-toe in such a clever way. Actually, I don't remember any other game implementing the tic-tac-toe. So that's great, and it really works fantastic. And that's another big plus. Please get the expansion. Go for that pledge. Get the game and the expansion. You won't regret. Now, if I rather play this game solo or competitive, I had to say that this game, in my opinion, it plays great solo. I think this game, for some reason, when David Thirsty designed it, probably he was designing it for like just solo, as a solo game. But then, you know, I guess, since it's a roll and write, you can add more players. But I feel like I enjoy it more solo. And I think the Seneca deck really adds up, and it really does a great job, of course, coming from David Thirsty. And that Seneca cards that you can get on the expansion really adds replayability, because this game, it will have a lot of replayability. That's another good thing. Every game will feel different. So there it is. I feel like this game is straightforward. I will tell you, it's not bad competitive. I actually like it with my wife and with other friends. But this game, playing it solo, I really feel the tension, the enjoyment, and it was like having somebody else. So that's super cool, because if you're a solo gamer like me, then you might want to check this out. Once again, this is Roman Roll. And once again, this is the most strategic, challenging, and fun solo mode that I have ever experienced in a roll and write game. The theme and the designers is a guarantee for this one. Just as simple as that. My rating for Roman Roll, and let's jump into the Board Game Geek. In that way, we can compare my rating. I will tell you right now typing here on my phone, trying to Google to Board Game Geek. Just give me a second, because for some reason my hands don't coordinate while I'm talking. I know it's great. So here it is. I have it. Roman Roll Board Game. If we go to Board Game Geek right now, they are rating, it's 7.1 out of 10. Of the total ratings, with 455 ratings, 1 to 4 players, 6 to 90 minutes, age 14 year plus, which await complexity of 3.17 out of 5. This is what I'm telling you. That could be, and I can see that being a downside, that some people can feel like it's a too complex game or kind of like an overwhelming game for a roll and write. Personally, in Solo BG Podcast, once again, I think this game works great solo. And my rating for this game, it will be a 3.5 out of 5. I think this game, once again, I don't have too many roll and write games. I usually, when I get a roll and write game, I play it and then it goes away. Do you like the sound effect? Goes away. But this one, Rum and Roll, this is definitely a game that I will keep. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm backing the game just because I got the prototype version of the Gladiator expansion, and I want the Kickstarter version. So I'm backing this game. Yeah, that should give you an idea. This base game and prototype expansion, I might give it away to friends or who knows. Probably I will do like a giveaway over there in the podcast once I get my pledge from Kickstarter. But that should give you an idea of a game that. I don't like rolling rides, but I'm backing this one because I really have fun and I want to have those minis that now that I saw it. And also, more importantly, I wanted to have the retail version for the expansion as well. So there is. This was episode number 87, Rum and Roll. Once again, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you so much, amazing listeners. You really, really cheer me up every time that I receive a comment or a message or something. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Please check it out, the Kickstarter page. And of course, watch these videos that I suggested to you. In that way, they can teach you how to play the game, like with every single step and every tutorial step, I guess, if you want to call it. And like always, like I always tell you, please remember.
For victory, go tell your friends.
Till next time. See you through the speaker and at the tabletop.